Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, final segment with Gerald Celente, then I'll cover some breaking news, and then we have a doctor coming on with some really important information. We'll continue with your calls as well on this Friday edition. I'm going to be doing the armed march down in San Antonio tomorrow, 10 a.m., so hopefully you'll join us down there, support the First and Second Amendment. Let's jam in some calls here. Will in Connecticut, you're on the air with Gerald Celente. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, how you doing, Alex? Gerald? Big fans of yours. I just wanted to say that I went into my local Chase Bank yesterday to see what was happening after I watched Anthony Gucciardi's report on the whole thing. I've been a longtime Chase customer, and they called me. They really didn't know what was going on, as Anthony had portrayed in his piece there, but I just wanted to let you guys know and everybody else, I guess, that, you know, it doesn't seem like it's really any big deal, because I have what's called a classic Chase checking account, and those aren't being affected. It seems like from what I understand, it's a way for Chase to just charge more fees and make more money.
Sure, sure. Listen, here's the spin they're putting out. It's just like Bank of America wanting to charge you $5 to use your debit card. Notice they let the money come in with the wires, not go out. This is for people that have big accounts or legacy accounts they're leaving alone now. But the big banking associations have said globally they're moving towards phasing out cash. That's the issue. But thank you. I want to get Gerald's take on that. Go ahead.
Well, just look at the news. It just came out. The debt now, the country, they just added $300 billion. We're now over $17 trillion. And as I mentioned, the banks don't have the money. And I've witnessed that firsthand as I tried getting it out.
Well, look at how they call it a bail-in. Oh, we're going to take 40% of everybody's account to give it to foreign banks in Cyprus. It's no big deal. They call everything a no big deal.
And as it may as well be true what they're saying, that, oh, it doesn't affect anybody. These are the steps they take. They take incremental steps under the radar. If it had not been for people like you and others that saw this coming, and they just all of a sudden snap it onto us and say, oh, well, we had these laws in place already. So again, the debt ceiling is now, and look how slimy those D.C. snakes and weasels are. Oh, you like to call them Republicans and Democrats, all you loyalists. How they waited till after this whole drama was over to announce, dun, 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 it's not $16.7 trillion, it's $17
trillion. Oh, now it's going to race up really quick.
Yeah.
And now the Chinese are devaluing us. A country run by communists with suicide nets and execution vans, the communists, not their good people, but their government, gets to now lecture us because the foreign banks have maneuvered us into this like we're Greece or like we're any of these countries. And notice with Greece, they went through all this too. They did the IMF World Bank bailout. They did the increased taxes, and it wrecked them worse. And the IMF and World Bank said, we were wrong. We didn't know that would hurt you, when their own internal documents said the restrictions they put on them are meant to wreck them more.
Hey, Alex, pick up today's Financial Times. You know what one of the stories is? The Troika. It's great. A great term for the mafia. The European Commission, the IMF, the International Mafia Federation, and the ECB, the European Central Bank. They just announced to Greece they need more austerity measures.
You guys are starving to death in the streets.
Yeah, more austerity. Keep giving it to the people. Leave them with nothing. It's slavelandia worldwide.
And most of the money that Greece is paying is to foreign banks to bail them out. And then the head of the IMF doesn't work and is tax exempt. She says they should work 7 days a week. More. Let them eat cake. Gerald Celente, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with more of your calls, breaking news, and a special guest. I'm Alex Jones.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Well, it's totally creepy. Obama is very happy right now. He's live on television. We can probably go to some of this. Jeh Johnson. That's his name. To name Jeh Johnson. He's naming him right now. He's got him up on the stage. And I'm not joking. He's Jeh Johnson. Not making fun of the name. Just, eh? It's like, eh? What's the name? I said, Jeh. You said, eh? No, I said, Jeh. It's like a Monty Python skit. I said, my name is Jeh. You're like, eh? What's the first name? Jeh. Yeah. So I shouldn't joke, though. He's very happy about the vertical integration by the foreign banks, the occupation. He is the former Pentagon globalist operative, integrating a lot of the Pentagon takeovers of the economy already. And if you watch any federal agency now, they're headed up by former Pentagon people. I mean, this is the military takeover, the junta. But he's a team player. That's what matters. He'll have the TSA grope your children's genitals all day long. Meanwhile, the TSA document came out yesterday on InfoWars.com, and it is a public document, but no one seemed to notice it, where they admit it's not about terrorism, it's about conditioning the public and checking us for crime. So the body scanners, all of it's a total fraud. The people running the government run Al-Qaeda. Homeland Security runs Al-Qaeda on record. It's all a total fraud. President Obama is expected to nominate former Pentagon lawyer, Johnson, as the next Homeland Security Secretary, ABC News has learned. And let's go ahead and hear some of Obozo, the destroyer. Oh, they're dumb. Let's just go to the media celebrating it. Okay, rewind a little bit, because I want folks to be able to hear just the... I want people to hear, be able to talk, or Jay, or whatever his name is. The White House has largely ignored such calls. The Department of Homeland Security has been without a Senate-confirmed leader for 6 weeks, and from the start, some Republicans were calling the administration to swiftly nominate a new secretary, but they ignored that. Well, now they're giving us, the knight that says, yeah. So let's go ahead and go to him.
I deeply appreciate the terrific job that she did over the last 4.5 years.
Running Al-Qaeda.
I want to thank Rand Bears for his service.
Running hundreds of billions stolen
in
to foreign banks.
As acting secretary after Janet left.
Janet helping oversee
Thanks
the money
no
laundering.
Small part
the big banks
to Janet's leadership,
trouble.
Her team. We've done more to protect our homeland against those who wish to do us harm.
That is the crime
We've
syndicate.
Strengthened our borders. We've taken steps to make sure our immigration system better reflects our values.
Totally wide open.
We've
yes.
helped thousands of Americans recover from hurricanes
and tornadoes.
You sent
$89 million to
floods,
illegal aliens
and
fake returns so they can
and
deposit it.
And we've worked
it.
To clean up a massive oil spill in the Gulf, as well as address a flu pandemic.
By the way, Homeland Security now,
and Jay
if
Johnson,
you run any type of business.
We have the right person to continue this important work.
Literally, I expect to
From
wipe your hind end. You'll have to have a Homeland Security person there to sign off on
national security.
I mean, anything. Setting up a corporation. Everything. They are in it. The feds are in your business.
Homeland Security.
Taking the data, using it against you in a criminal operation. They are criminals running our government.
As the Pentagon's top lawyer, he helped design and implement many of the policies.
Well, he
that
looks like, I don't know Jay's heritage, but he looks like he might have some African in him. So I think that's probably the reason to put him in there, because it's racist now.
When I directed my national
In fact, I'm coming out with a new coffee.
About how our policies
we can fade him down.
Work and how we make
I'm coming out with a new coffee that's actually from Chiapas. It's similar to the, no, that's not who we're coming out with. We're not coming out with that. Yeah, no, it's similar to that. No, but it's similar to, they're always trying to help me when I can't remember something, but it's similar to Guatemalan coffee, but even better. And, again, I'm all about really actually helping the individuals down there. It's going to be fair trade directly from the folks in the mountains there in Chiapas, Mexico. It's super high quality. And I realized that we designed this bag about 6 months ago, but I got busy and hadn't made the big bulk purchase. You only do it like once a year from the big co-op to get enough beans in here to have a few months supply to even roll it out, because it is such a special coffee. And I realized the bag I picked six months ago, is the brown paper bag classic organic style. It is organic coffee. And I realized, and I actually nixed it. I said, I'm going to be politically correct. It will not be a brown bag because that's racist, according to Seattle. Actually, we decided a black bag, a flat black bag, looks better, so we are ditching the brown organic style bag, just because I like the black bag better, and so did the rest of my crew for whatever reason. But we did realize that's good because it wouldn't be allowed in Seattle. That is racist. Of course, sterilizing people en masse in Africa, carrying out all sorts of criminal activities worldwide, just engaging in mass sterilizations, poisons in the vaccines, brainwashing the general public. None of that's a problem. Troops using DU, that's a death sentence. None of that's a problem. But if somebody in Seattle is seen urinating on the edge of the lake, they shut down the reservoir. That's CBS News. And CBS News reports on this with a straight face. I mean, there's animals, fish defecating, urinating in it. There's sewage runoff into it, you name it. Then it goes through light water treatment before it gets fluoride and other deadly poisons added to it, but they shut it down just so they can grandstand. I mean, anywhere you live now, the paper bags seen on the side of the road, they shut down highways, everyone rolls around in fear, groveling 24/7, foaming at the mouth, because of the just mega danger, the absolutely horrific, horrible, earth-shaking danger of the devilish paper bag. We're working on getting our guests. They're having some Skype difficulty. They keep having difficulty. I feel sorry for this guest. We've moved them twice, and now their Skype's not working. If it continues to mess up, it's fine. We'll have them on next week. Four will be the charm. Four tries to get this guest on will be the charm. The first two, my fault. Big breaking news. We didn't get them on because this is the expert, the medical doctor guy that really developed so much of the amazing research that we found to be incredibly accurate. So we're going to be talking about that in a minute. But the big announcement has been made, my preciouses. U.S. debt jumps $300 billion, top $17 trillion. So it was supposed to be a debt increase above 16.4 to 16.5, 16.6. But don't worry, they gave you a sweet little surprise. Because remember, earlier this year for 3 months, they didn't tell you what it was. They just said, well, we can't do a debt increase, so we're not going to fearmonger and try to lower our credit rating right now. We're going to do that later after we get a blank check. We're going to, just freeze it at 0% increase, even though that's not true. We already live in Alice in Wonderland. Why not? But now that they've got until February, the debt ceiling they passed is unlimited. So just expect it'll probably be $20 trillion by the time they get us into February, because the mission is break America at all costs. As Obama said, can we find that from 2 weeks ago? If you can, it doesn't matter. Where he said, increasing the debt is not increasing the debt. Everybody knows that. It's like if I made $100,000 a year, hypothetically, and I went and I tried to spend $300,000 a year and got leveraged into debt, and then I said to my wife, she said, man, you're spending too much money. We'll never pay all this back. We're going to go bankrupt. And I looked at her and I said, darling, increasing our debt is not increasing our debt. What's wrong with you? What is happening with you, darling, lamb chop? Lemon pie, cupcake, sweetie cake. What is going on here? You're an extremist. You need electroshock therapy. Kind of like the Affordable Care Act isn't double your rates, totally rip you off, lower the quality of care, giant scam act, just, fraud act. It's Affordable Care Act, the Patriot Act, gutting the Bill of Rights, gutting the Constitution, gutting what the Founding Fathers fought for and every veteran and civil rights activist since then. None of that is an issue. None of that is a problem. No, it's patriotic because we say it's patriotic. Remember what Obama said. We've played the clip many times. A debt increase is not a debt increase. And I agree with that. I want to be an establishment person. Doesn't matter if all the studies show aspartame is what alcohol when it breaks down at 87 degrees and your body's way above that, and it brain damages you, but it's highly addictive, so they're putting in almost all even sugar gums and candies now. Just wave a magic wand, and everything will be all right. We do have our guest, so we're going to go to break and come back with him. Were we able to find that clip where Obama says raising the debt limit isn't raising the debt limit? Yeah, so we found a news article, I know, but we have that clip, too. It is bombshell, because I know that sounds crazy. So later in the hour, I will play that clip if you're a new listener. And that sounds like quite a statement to have them saying that raising the debt limit is not really raising the debt limit. And why not find the old clip where CBS News says mercury is actually good for your children's brain and is a new vitamin? You have the mercury is good for your brain? Oh, let's just go out to break with that then. Here it is. Then we'll come back with our special guest. And then we will break down some really serious, important news. We'll come back, I guess, with that. But look, bottom line here, ladies and gentlemen, is there is a war on reality going on right now. There is a war on common sense going on right now in this country. Did you say you had the CBS clip? No, yeah, ready for it. Go to that.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
So there you go. I don't like to make these claims and not have them, but I'm starting to understand if I was to give my child a vial of mercury, even if they could vomit most of it up, they would probably kill them. But that, I guess that improves mental performance on Planet Bizarro, because for the globalist, if you're dead or brain damaged, that's the performance they're wanting. So I guess the Patriot Act is patriotic for the globalists because their patriotism is total tyranny. I mean, the Legion of Doom, that would be patriotic to have no freedom. It's kind of like where you had the Legion of Doom having a trial of the good superheroes because they're good. So I need to get my mind wrapped around this. Mercury's good. Debt is not debt. Giant checkpoints. Martial law is freedom. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a four-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've heard me talking a lot about it with medical doctors, nutritionists, scientists. Talk about how important real iodine is, nascent iodine, natural forms of it, whether it's from seaweed, Himalayan salts, you name it. And how the power structure knows this. And we've had a lot of questions from listeners. So that's why we've had a series this week with several experts on, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, Dr. Ed Group, and others. But we've got Dr. David Brownstein, who's a holistic family medicine, but he is a medical doctor. He's got a whole bunch of different degrees for the American College, the Advancement of Medicine, a bunch of awards. He also, of course, I'm not going to go through where he attended. You can look him up on his website, drbrownstein.com. But the reason he's on with us is that he's really the granddaddy of really popularizing what was known 100 years ago, that iodine is so key. And they used to put kind of the toxic version in the salt, but at least they knew that you needed that. When you don't have it, the fluoride comes in. So this is about the battle against fluoride more than anything. So this is a short segment. We really appreciate him coming on. Long segment coming up. But how did you begin to really discover how important iodine was, doctor? Because you've now become quite famous, and a lot of other medical doctors and others listen to you. You talk about what it does with arthritis and so many other issues. And so many things that the establishment really doesn't want people to know about. So thank you for coming on, and tell us about your awakening and some of the things that that you've discovered, because then I see all these mainstream studies and stuff out there, too, backing up what you're saying.
Well, thank you for having me on, Alex. And I didn't quite know I was old enough to be a granddaddy, but I started looking at patients holistically about 20 years ago after treating my father, who was my first holistically treated patient. And I found that my father, who had a 25-year history of heart disease and continual angina, and seeing all the best doctors out there, was on 10 different medications. When I looked at him holistically, he had an unrecognized thyroid problem. And when I just got his thyroid working better, you know, his 25-year history of angina went away. He felt better. He looked better and acted better. And I started looking at every patient from that moment on for hormonal and thyroid problems. And ultimately, I came to find so many patients with thyroid problems. I started searching for an underlying cause of why are so many patients having thyroid problems. And about 12 years ago, I came to that a study of iodine. And when I started looking at my patients and their iodine levels, I found that over 95% were significantly low in iodine. And when I started rectifying this with using the right kind of iodine, these patients started to get better from a variety of problems, including thyroid problems and breast problems and ovarian, uterine, prostate problems, and we'll get into all that discussion. But that's how I started. And, you know, now I've been treating people with iodine for, you know, over a dozen years and seeing the great results with it.
Now, obviously the power structure knew about this. Why do you think they've actually tried to keep iodine out of things?
You know, that's a very interesting question, and the power structure did know about this, and that's why they iodized salt in the 1920s to prevent the goiter epidemic that was occurring. And the interesting thing was, after they, you know, the iodization of salt was hailed as one of the first public health miracles in the United States government, and it was. It really effectively treated a problem that was occurring at epidemic rates. It treated it cheaply. It treated it safely. The interest for iodine waned after that because iodine is not a patentable substance, and big pharma started to make inroads after World War II, and really they were only interested in patentable substances, and the powers that be thought that the goiter epidemic was cured with the iodization of salts, which just wasn't the case. And then things got worse in the 1970s. When radioactive iodine began to be used in medicine, radioactive iodine would only work if people were iodine deficient. It doesn't work if the iodine receptors are saturated with iodine, because the radioactive iodine just passes through and doesn't bind anything. So the powers that be mandated that the flour products have iodine removed from them, which used to be in all the flour products, and put bromine in them, which is a toxic halogen, and it's a competitive inhibitor of iodine. And that's what really started driving the iodine epidemic we're seeing, you know, 40 years later now. And that's why I think we're seeing so many more thyroid problems and breast problems and so on and so on.
DrBrownstein.com, invaluable site with videos and audio and all the big studies out there. The reason we're really harping on this, folks, is I'm trying to bring you solutions. And this is one of the biggest, and it's right there in the gourmet salts and things like that, even better with things like the product that, you know, we developed with Dr. Groove, obviously, but others that are out there as well. This is something that people need to know about. That's why we developed Survival Shield. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
For 50 years, we've told them what to eat, what to drink, what to wear. For Christ's sake, Ben, don't you understand? Americans love television. They wean their kids on it. Listen, they love game shows. They love wrestling. They love sports, violence. So what do? We give them what they want. We're number one, Ben. That's all that counts. Believe me, I've been in the business 30 years.
Well, I haven't been in show business as long as you have, Killian. But I'm a quick learner, so I'm going to give the audience what I think they want.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
About Arnold Schwarzenegger and all the horrible things he's done to people forever and how he's anti-gun, anti-family, pro-open borders, a total liar about everything, a total scammer in business. It's come up over and over again. Working with Ken Lay, you name it, and the energy scams in California. What a nightmare to have him lobbying in New York. That's in the Associated Press and other publications. Page 6 in the New York Post, he's lobbying to get rid of the 22nd Amendment so he can run for president. We need to post in this article we have on InfoWars.com my segment from the 3-hour film I made that's on YouTube, Martial Law. 911, rise of the police state. We need to show that 20-minute segment on Schwarzenegger and what a threat to the Republic he is. That can be found on YouTube. Alex Jones exposes Schwarzenegger. I'll probably bring it up, or you can probably just find a segment. I'll find it and give it to the guys because I made it 7 years ago. I want to put that in there to get that back out there to folks so they know. The gay porno mags, I'm not saying that's, you know, a bad thing that he was in gay porno mags. I'm just saying they'll use that against him. He can't be president, obviously. But that's not the big issue. The dad's an SS officer. You're like, well, maybe, you know, he's not a Nazi. You know, don't blame him for his dad. He had would dress up in SS uniforms. This came out in People magazine. He was best friends with the former number five guy in the SS, Kurt Waldheim, and said, quote, I don't care if he's a Nazi. I love Kurt. So there. I mean, I've got black people are not humans. I mean, these are all quotes on record. That's why he bought Pumping Iron when the DVD was going to come out, because it had the outtakes of that. I like Hitler. I admire him. In fact, he told Rolling Stone that, so that's on quote. I mean, my point is, because he's an establishment dirtbag, they won't talk about him. But if you're Rand Paul and don't want Obamacare, they call you racist. Oh, I want freedom. You're racist. I like Adolf Hitler. Oh, you're not racist. Oh, you want people's guns. I mean, I am just so sick of Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, what a total drug addict piece of garbage. I mean, give me a break. Excuse me. We have a medical doctor here, Dr. David Brownstein. Been doing all my research on what is the best types of iodine. My research just continually comes back to him. He's the big granddaddy of it. But it turns out he just rediscovered all the stuff that was already known that I guess big pharma and folks don't want you to know, so that you, I guess you're six, you got to go to them. But he also covers vitamin B12 and so much more. Great looking website, too. But look, I didn't get him on, but in fact, months ago I wanted to get him on. It's taken that long to get him. Survival Shield from InfoWars Life. Yes, we sell it. It's the best nascent iodine out there, according to all the experts I've talked to. It's what I take. And I've been taking it 2 months. I started taking this. I was like, my gosh, I've got to private label this and put it out. I've sold so much of it. It's all sold out. They're making more. It'll be here in 2 weeks. You can pre-order at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. But the issue is it's amazing. And what it does for my brain clarity, you name it, everything that Dr. Brownstein talked about and that I read about and I saw in his videos, I guess even 6 months ago when I was piddling around trying to become informed, is really been accurate from my own personal experience. So, sir, you're here. You've been holding. You've got the floor. Give us the medical studies, what's going on, what's happening, and just why you say that along with vitamin B12, vitamin C and things, you know, together with the iodine and the proper type of iodine, it's just really, from my perspective, the holy grail.
You know, Alex, out of all the things that I've seen over 20 years of practicing holistic medicine, iodine gives the biggest bang for the buck. Iodine is an essential new element for our body. If we don't have enough iodine, we won't live. It's concentrated in the glandular tissue of the body. And iodine's main job in the glandular tissue is to maintain the normal architecture of the glands. When I say the glandular tissue, I refer to the breast, the ovaries, uterus, thyroid, prostate. What are we having problems with in our country right now? Glandular problems. We have 1 in 7 women with breast cancer, 1 in 3 men with prostate cancer. We have epidemic increases of ovarian and uterine problems. And certainly we have epidemic increases of all the thyroid problems, autoimmune thyroid illnesses such as Hashimoto's and Graves' disease, hypothyroidism, and thyroid cancer. What's the relationship between all these diseases that are increasing the epidemic rates? I say the relationship is iodine deficiency. Over the last 40 years, our iodine levels have fallen over 50%, according to the U.S. government's own studies. During that same time, we've seen rapid increases in all those illnesses I just mentioned. And I say that we're not going to get to the underlying cause of these problems with more mammograms and more PSA tests. We're going to get to the underlying cause when we start asking the right questions. Why are so many people suffering with thyroid, breast, and prostate and ovarian and uterine problems? And I say it's nutritional and hormonal imbalances. And one big piece of this puzzle for all this stuff is iodine deficiency.
Now, Doc, again, by the third hour, I get wound up, and so I'll interrupt you if you stop. I'm going to give you the floor to really roll and give everybody a presentation because you're a hard guy to get on. You're the grand poobah, the head honcho of the resurgence of the healthy types of iodine. So I want you to roll through the studies, everything. You've got the floor.
All right, I'll take grand poobah over granddaddy, so that'll take. So I've been looking at patients for 20 years and trying to help them achieve their optimal health. And I can assure you it's impossible to achieve your optimal health if you don't have a properly balanced hormonal system. And I can assure you it's impossible to have a properly balanced hormonal system if you don't have enough iodine. Iodine is concentrated in all the glands of the body, and that includes the thyroid and the adrenals and the ovaries and the uterus, and I'm repeating myself with these, but it's important because so many people are suffering from these glandular problems. And most people don't know that if you don't have adequate amounts of iodine, you can't make any hormone in the body. That not only includes the thyroid, that includes the adrenal hormones. And a lot is written about low adrenal problems and people need adrenal support, and the adrenal glands are your fight or flight glands, and you need proper adrenal hormones to feel good and to be able to exercise and to be able to just function daily. Well, I can tell you I see a lot of people with adrenal and thyroid problems, and they can't get their balance if they don't have enough iodine. Now, the government fortified salt with iodine in the 1920s after recognizing the goiter epidemic that was affecting the United States. And that little bit of iodine in iodized salt, it's about 75 micrograms per gram, was enough to prevent goiter in the vast majority of people that ate iodized salt. However, what's happened in the recent years is our exposure to toxic chemicals that pull iodine out of the body has increased rapidly. And two of these toxic halogens are fluoride and bromide. And we get bromide. I found that bromide toxicity occurring in every single one of 1,000 patients that I've tested for the bromide levels. And in fact, I stopped checking people for bromide toxicity just because I thought I was wasting their money because everyone's high in bromide. We are exposed to bromide from multiple sources, from simple things like if you're in a pool or a hot tub that has brominated, where they're using bromine to keep the water clean, there's one exposure. But we're getting bromide in our food from bakery products because the government allows flour to be brominated instead of iodinated. So the breads and pastas and cereals made with regular flour have bromine in them. We also get bromine in drink, such as Mountain Dew and other soft drinks. And we get bromine in a lot of medical prescription items, such as inhalers for asthma and other prescription items where there's a bromine atom in the center of the drug. The next most common halogen that is causing problems with our iodine levels is fluoride. And we all know that our water supply is fluoridated. Even though there are no good studies that show the fluoridation of our water supply decreases cavity rates, which is why they did it in the 1950s, what's not known by most people is that almost every single European country that used to fluoridate the water has stopped because they've realized that fluoride in the water is more dangerous than it is helpful. And they've also realized that there's no difference between cavity rate in fluoridated versus unfluoridated countries. We also get fluoride in juices and any canned food source where they're getting it from a public water supply and using that water as part of the canned juices. It's in baby food, and we have become an over-fluoridated country. And this double whammy of fluoride and bromide has really pushed the iodine levels down in our body and made us worse. And the consequences of this are this epidemic of breast cancer, fibrocystic breast disease, thyroid cancer, autoimmune thyroid illness, hypothyroidism, and prostate cancer that we're seeing. And I firmly believe that we're not going to get to the underlying cause of these problems by ordering more tests, such as mammograms or PSAs or these diseases are certainly not occurring because we have a deficiency of surgery or chemotherapy or radiation out there. It's occurring because we have nutritional and hormonal imbalances. And one of the biggest nutritional imbalance is iodine deficiency. I've tested over 6,000 patients. Well, between my partners and I, we've tested over 6,000 patients. We found over 96%, our numbers right now are 96.4% of these 6,000 patients are deficient in iodine. These are huge numbers. The majority of those 96% are not just mildly deficient in iodine, they're severely deficient in iodine. So if iodine is supposed to maintain the normal architecture of the glandular tissue, you can just think about what's happening to these 96% of patients who have low iodine levels. You can think about what's happening in their thyroid, their prostate, their ovaries, their uterus, and you can gather that there's going to be illness in those tissues. And until that is being identified by the powers that be, we're just going to keep rolling down the same pathway of spending too much money on diagnostic tests, too much money on therapies that don't treat the underlying cause of the illness, and we're not getting to what's causing the underlying cause of many of these illnesses. And we need to really revamp our approach. And our approach should be to search for underlying causes in nutritional and hormonal imbalances, and to really search for what's throwing off the biochemistry of the body that's allowing these diseases to develop. And really, when this search begins, things like there's more than just iodine out there, and I don't feel that iodine should be used solely without being used as part of a holistic treatment approach. So, yes, iodine can help all these conditions, but remember, if the listener decides that they're going to take iodine just from hearing me talk, you're going to displace these fluoride and bromide atoms that are all through your body, and your body has to get rid of those, mostly through your kidneys and through the urine. And if you don't have the proper nutritional support, you can cause some problems with taking iodine. So iodine should be used as part
of I was about to say, I've been on it 2 months now, greater mental clarity, lost a lot of weight, had incredible energy. It's like a drug, but 2 months into it now, I am detoxing big time. I mean, big time. It is really cleaning me out. And I was talking to Dr. Group. He was saying there's a lot of other stuff. What is it? What's the other key? Is it magnesium you're supposed to take with it? What's all the other stuff?
Well, the biggest thing that you could take to prevent the detox reactions from iodine is salt, unrefined salt. So in the old days when people got bromide toxic because the medical establishment used to give people bromine because it dulls the brain. So if people were having mental issues, they would give them just bromine to just chill them out. Well,
isn't that the same table as basically fluoride? That's why we know the communists and the Nazis put it in the water. I mean, this is history. And so they put something in there to calm us. It's also very toxic.
It's the same halide group 17 of the periodic table, fluoride, bromide, iodine, and chlorine. And that's why the Nazis use these halides. They use both bromine and fluoride to calm down their populations and to keep them down.
But it was also, I mean, you have the knowledge for folks who don't know. At the drugstores, they said, if your kid's throwing fits or having problems, here's this as well. I mean, this was across the board, and now they just do it to all of us.
So in the old days, when they gave too much bromine, how'd they get the bromine out? They used to salt it out. So they would give people sodium chloride IVs and oral salt tablets. Well, we don't have to use IVs of sodium and chloride to do this. All you have to do, if you're going to take iodine, the biggest thing I can encourage the listeners to do is to increase their intake of unrefined salt. And unrefined salt has over 80 minerals in it. When you compare that to refined salt, which has zero minerals in it, it doesn't take a medical degree to decide.
And again, here's what's incredible. You're an articulate, smart guy that's been repopularizing this. God bless you. But, I mean, I've just read average amount of history, and this is all over the place. They knew what to do with goiters in the 20s. They knew what to do in Africa in the 30s with all the folks that weren't getting iodine. They know now. I mean, the average doctor is just unconscious because the medical model doesn't make money if it's non-patentable. And the drug companies, Big Pharma, are driving the bus on medicine. And so there's no nutrition taught. There's no basic stuff taught. And that's why I'm not just here selling our off-the-chart survival Shield Nation iodine from Dr. Group that I've seen it all. I think amongst the best out there. I'm telling folks, get the gourmet salts that have all the minerals in it. Just at least do these basics for you and your family. Filter your water, get the gourmet salts, get like the Survival Shield or other super high quality Nation iodines that are pure and don't need to be broken down. What are the other things? I mean, I'm told it's vitamin C, it's the B vitamins, it's the, what are the other minerals and things that you're really supposed to take? Because I'm forgetting from a few days ago in my research.
Your memory's not too bad. The other things that help to prevent problems when taking iodine, number one is salt. Number two is drink enough water. You want to maintain hydration. Number three is vitamin C. Vitamin C acts like a strong antioxidant. A couple thousand milligrams of vitamin C goes a long way in this case. B vitamins are very helpful, particularly vitamins B2 and B3, but a good B complex could be helpful for this. And a major thing is magnesium. Magnesium can counter the problems that happen in the thyroid and the breast and the ovaries with too much iodine as oxidative stress builds up. And taking, 100 to 400 milligrams of magnesium per day.
What about selenium? Because I've been told by a lot of folks that's key to also take along with the iodine.
There's numerous studies that show that selenium can help autoimmune thyroid disorders. Selenium acts as an antioxidant. Selenium can be a part of this plan and very much help prevent toxic reactions from iodine. And let me clarify that. I don't see too many toxic reactions from iodine. Most people, if they just do the basics, hydration, salts, magnesium, vitamin C, and a little B vitamin support, they won't get any problems when taking iodine.
But the system tells us don't get salt, don't have any fat, but all the studies I see Like, I have an uncle who was in a motorcycle wreck, and they told him, and he quit having as many seizures 20-something years ago, start having a proper fat diet, not trans fat, but like coconut fats and others, but also the fat that's in beef. And that almost knocked out most of his seizures right there. I mean, they know that. So they're saying no fat, no salt. I mean, this is a recipe to have a bunch of invalids.
You got that right. Well, we've followed the government recommendations over the years. We've lowered our salt intake. We've lowered our fat intake. And what's it gotten us? It's gotten us the heaviest country on the face of the earth. It's gotten us more heart disease than we know what to do with. It's gotten us more cancer than we know what to do with. They're all wrong. That's why I've written all these books on diet, and I've written a book on salt, because I find that these things, when they're done properly and done with the right kinds of salt and the right kinds of fat, have tremendously positive effects on people.
Doctor, what's the best salt? I mean, I know you don't have stock in these companies, but of all the hundreds of gourmet salts, what do you want? Just a wide spectrum Himalayan, or what do you want?
I have no stock in any of these companies that I'm going to mention. So I've tested three brands of unrefined salt a few times each. And I tested them for their toxicity levels. I tested Himalayan salt, Celtic brand salt, and Redmond sea salt. All three salts have tested clean with a good mineral content with no toxicity. Out of those three, I think they're all very adequate for what I'm talking about. I don't see a big difference between the
three. Hold on, tell us the best though when we come back, because I want to know.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terragenics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terragenics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Three letters can strike fear. EMP. And only one bunker on Earth is EMP, RF, EMI, and infrared proof. True Protect Ready Bunkers. True Protect Ready Bunkers can be lived in year-round, buried or unburied, easily fit 8 to 12 people, and also serve as great storm shelters. They're the best protection known to man, regardless of the threat, and drones and satellites can't detect them. Learn more at TrueProtect.com. That's TRUProtect.com. Or call 877-219-5616.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
On February's, why does a private bank run our whole life? Shows how captured we are. But at least the average American now knows the Federal Reserve is private. That's half the battle. This 100-year anniversary is coming up the 23rd. China may step in and push for alternative currency. Yeah, push for the globalists that want to move us to the SDR. And the debt is threatening Christmas. But there is no debt. Obama said that there's no such thing as a debt increase. I mean, increasing the debt doesn't increase the debt. We're joined by Dr. David Brownstein, and he is a medical doctor, one of the leading experts on what thyroid does. But doing the research, there is just so much information on this everywhere. In the 5 minutes we've got left, sir, I'm going to do a little bit of overdrive for listeners about the Second Amendment March in San Antonio at the Alamo tomorrow. So, folks, stay with us for that. Other points people need to know about this. I mean, well, finish up with testing those salts, which one was best. But bottom line, you're talking, go to the store, $5, get a big thing of this, put it on your kid's food. There it is right there. I don't own any stock in it either. I just want the healthcare system not to go bankrupt and to not have all these people sick. I mean, hyperthyroidism in women is epidemic in the statistics, but everywhere I go, I see middle-aged women with swollen throats. No one's telling them that they've even got iodine deficiency.
You're right on the money. It is occurring at epidemic rates, and women and men should know, you can't get an autoimmune thyroid disorder unless you're iodine deficient. Unfortunately, conventional medicine is under the myth that iodine causes these illnesses. Well, if iodine were causing these illnesses, we'd see them declining over the last 40 years as our iodine levels have fallen over 50%. What's happened over the last 40 years? Autoimmune thyroid illnesses have increased at epidemic rates, all of them, from Hashimoto's to Graves' disease, and then we throw in thyroid cancer, all increasing while these iodine levels are falling. It's pretty clear what's causing this, and you know, a big piece of this puzzle is iodine deficiency.
And their answer is have even less salt. In fact, I've been seeing some of the new guidelines. They're saying you don't really need any of it. I mean, next they'll say you don't need water.
You know, Alex, I wrote my book, Salt Your Way to Health, because a nutritionist wrote an article in the paper. She was asked a question. Is there any difference between refined salt and unrefined salt? And she said, no, there's no difference. They're equally high in sodium and need to be avoided. And that article irritated me enough, I decided to write my book about it. And when I lecture about salt, I always give her credit because, I show the article that she wrote and thank her for it because it irritated me enough to write that book. But salt's the second major constituent in our body next to water. We need proper hydration. We need proper salt. And we need adequate iodine levels. And I think those are doing the basics in people. And I say that you can't achieve your optimal health unless you have hydration, unless you have enough salt, and unless you have enough iodine. Those are just the basic things.
Well, I mean, I know this. I can eat some salty food when I'm exhausted and suddenly have a ton of energy. When I used to work for a summer on a golf course, the folks after work that did that professionally, they'd say, hey, take some of this, and I'd bang back some of that flavored salt. Even though it was crud salt that didn't have all the minerals, I would suddenly get a rush off of it. My body was craving it.
Absolutely. Well, we crave salt because it's a necessary ingredient in our body. We shouldn't be limiting salt. There's no studies that show even limiting refined salt, which is a toxic substance, has any benefit. If you limit salt in your body, did you know, Alex, that you have a rapid increase in heart attacks, you have a rapid increase in cholesterol levels and LDL cholesterol levels?
Oh, I know. Look at heart disease goes way up when they get rid of the salt, when the heart is the most electrochemical part of the body next to the brain. It's got to have it. They're running out of salt. You know better than I. All the studies, the marathon guys that drop dead, and they go study, they ran out of salt.
They want us to keep our salt levels low, I believe, because it causes so many problems in the body, from insulin problems to lipid problems to obesity problems and heart problems. We have all these drugs to take for these problems. That's why they want us to keep us low in this. But people are smarter than that, and doctors should be smarter than that, because doctors study biochemistry. And if you study biochemistry, you can realize very quickly that it's probably best not to use drugs that poison enzymes and block receptors. It's best to use natural things that support the body's biochemistry, like salt and iodine.
Dr. Brownstein, you're amazing. Hope to have you back soon. Thank you so much. We'll be back in overdrive.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of
love iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.